pull. So we're now standing. Usually we say a day after Rosh Hashanah, but now it's 2 days after Rosh Hashanah. We went through our 3 days, or for some of you, the first of many 3 days. And Baruch Hashem, the mentality many, many times, at least when I was growing up, was, okay, we got through it. And sometimes, you know, unfortunately, I mentioned to myself that, okay, we're going to get these 3 days. And you kind of forget in the whole 3 days of things that there's actually something bigger over here called Rosh Hashanah, Seder Shemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur coming up. And we're so focused on 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, and then the tainus afterwards. And that, we forget that. Well, Lamaisa, Rosh Hashanah has now passed. Okay, Rosh Hashanah has passed. And if I know every single person in this room, or even half of you, then I fully believe that you all davened very hard. I fully believe that when Rabbi Yudin blew that shofar so beautifully, I'm sure that you all had all the kavanas that you're supposed to have. And I am sure that everybody in this room, wherever you davened, had a good davening. You felt that you had a good davening. But the question is a question that I asked myself many, many years after Rosh Hashanah, and Talmidim have asked me, were my tefillahs answered? Right? I may have had that emotional feeling when they were singing that song and I started crying and I was thinking about this person and that situation, and it got me going, it got my juices flowing. So was that enough? Did that do it? Or maybe it didn't do it. Maybe I should have done more. Maybe I should have felt more. So that's really a question that is asked many times, especially that, like I said, something I've asked myself, where my tefillah is answered. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us any hints over here. He doesn't send you an email saying, like, doing well, you know, keep it going, you know, you're on the right track, you know, like the Rabbeim do with the guys, you know, you almost got the going, just work 5 more minutes and you're almost there, you're right there, you're on the verge of getting shot. So how come we don't get an answer? You know, it's brought down in Sfarim that there's a question, why don't we bench Gomel after Rosh Hashanah? You should bench Gomel. When do we bench Gomel? You come out of a life-threatening situation. You go, overseas. You're in a jail. You're life or death situation. You come out. You come out alive. You bench Gomel. We're all sitting here. We should be benching Gomel. The answer is over there, you came out and you're able to say, okay, Baruch Hashem, I survived this situation. But Rosh Hashanah, we don't know the answer yet. We don't know the answer yet. Kadosh Baruch Hu was like leaving us hanging over here until Yom Kippur, and even after Yom Kippur, we still don't know. We're still stuck. So that's the question. Were my tefillahs answered? So I read a story many years ago, which I want to say over. There was a country somewhere that had a terrible, terrible drought. Didn't have rain for close to 2 years. And it affected their economy. It affected everybody. And all the cities in this country, Pasha didn't know what to do. And the Rabbanim of each individual city, they got in touch with the Rav HaRoshi, the chief rabbi of the country, and they said, we need to get together. And as Jews, as rabbis of all these cities, we need to come together and have our own spiritual plan of action. So the Rav HaRoshi said, okay, let's meet on this day. And they all came at the conference of the rabbis of this country. And they all came and they all sat down and for hours and hours they're trying to figure out this idea and that idea. And finally they came up with an idea. The Rav HaRoshi, the chief rabbi said, I have an idea and I think this is really, really going to work. And he told everybody, got their attention. And he told them, this is what we're going to do. On a certain date, we're going to have every single person from every single city in this country come to this certain field in the center of the country. We're going to have transportation, bring everybody, men, women, children. Everybody is going to come to this massive, massive field and we are all going to daven together. We're going to be mokabel malchus shemayim. We're going to daven together. We're going to storm the gates of heaven. There's no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say no. No way in the world that he's going to be able to say no. And the rabbis of the city all said, this is a great idea. It's true. With the Achdus, with everybody coming, there's no way in the world the Kadosh Baruch Hu can say no to that. He's for sure going to bring rain. And they decided on a date, and they informed all the authorities, this is what we're doing, the police, everybody, and all the buses started rolling in that day, and it was filling up and filling up and filling up, and there were hundreds of thousands of people there. And they had a dais for the Rabbanim. All the rabbis of all the cities were sitting at the dais. They were sitting up on this podium overlooking the entire crowd. And then the chief rabbi walks in. Everybody stands up. And he comes up to the podium. And he looks around. And he's looking. 1 minute. 2 minutes. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. He's looking everywhere as if he's looking for something that he lost. And he's looking everywhere. And everyone's like, you know, are you going to start the tefillos already? Like, what is going on over here? And he's looking and he's looking and he's looking. And then he turns around and he turns to the rabbis and he says, sorry, it's not going to happen today. What? Do you know how much preparation it took to get everybody over here? Do you know? Everybody's here, we're all ready, we're going to die, we're going to storm the gates of heaven, we're going to make it happen, it's going to work, it's going to rain today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't say no, no way in the world, it's going to happen. He says, no, it's not going to happen. Why? What do you see? What do you know that it's not going to happen? He said, I didn't see a single person bring an umbrella. Not a single person here brought an umbrella. We may believe that we're coming to do a good thing, and we may believe that the Achdus is a great thing and it's going to do something, but rain? If you really believed it was going to rain, you would have brought an umbrella. No? Who does it? If you know it's going to rain outside, you bring an umbrella. The answer to the question, were my tefillos answered? Well, did you bring your umbrella today? Did you bring your umbrella yesterday? If you're ready, and you think that your tefillos were good, and you think, and you know in your head, you think, I'm going to have a good year. You can't just think and quite, I'm going to come, I'm going to daven, it's going to be good. You got to put it into action. And you got to bring your umbrella. You got to be ready for the good year that you're going to have. You got to be ready for all those kabbalas, all those things you took upon yourself. I'm going to make sure to get up. Well, are you getting to sleep the night before earlier? I'm going to do it. Well, did you take care of that so that you could do that? Are you going to do this? All these things are all connected. You could have all these cheshbonos. I'm going to do A, B, and C. But did you do all the things before A, B, and C that allows you to do A, B, and C? You want a good year? You want to be written in the book of life? That's amazing. We all do. I don't think there's anybody here that doesn't want. But at the end of the day, it's up to us to decide whether we're going to have that good year or not. It's up to us. We're going to come, and we're going to sit down today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we're going to come up to Yom Kippur, and we're going to ask ourselves, oh, do I need another davening like I did Rosh Hashanah? Was this whole week different than last week? Did I prepare my... Do I believe in the deepest part of my heart that it could rain bracha on my life this upcoming year? Do I really, really believe that? Because if you do, then that will give you a good year. And that will inspire you to have an amazing year. Just to, Marsh, right before I got up, I opened up a sefer and I saw a mashal from the Baal Shem Tov. I don't usually read mashals from the Baal Shem Tov, but I'm not hanging out with Rabbi Olshan enough. But there was a guy who he had a certain amount of time. To break into the palace of the king. And it was in the middle of the night. He only had a few hours. And he got inside. And he's walking around. And he comes to the first room of treasures. And he's just like, wow. This man is rich. This guy has got a lot of stuff. And he's going on. He's looking at this and looking at that. And the jewels and the gold and the silver and everything. And he's like, wow. This is pretty amazing. And then he goes into another room, and there's even more wealth. The next treasure room. And even more. And he's standing there and he's in absolute awe. He's in absolute awe. And he goes into the next room after like another hour. And another room full of jewels. And he's just, his whole, and then he looks outside the window. He's there for like a few hours. And he's just like going through all the king's stuff. And he just like cannot believe how much the king owns and what he has and his wealth. It's absolutely amazing. And he looks outside and he sees that it's starting to get light out. And he realizes like he's got to make his escape soon. And he quickly gets out. Cookie gets out and he comes running to his friends and he says, I saw the wealth. I saw this room and then that room and then that room and then this room. And it was absolutely amazing. It was so much. I couldn't believe it. And his friends turned to him and said, did you happen to see the king? Is it the king? What do you mean? I saw his wealth. I saw three rooms full of riches. He says, yeah, but you didn't even see the king. How did you get into the king's palace and not see the king? We, many, many times, we push, and we daven, and we push, and we push. And we make all the kabbalas, but sometimes, and I speak to myself, we stop just short. We stop just short. Because we make all these things, and we say all these things, but we say, but the king? Yeah, I'll see you another time. Maybe I'll see him next month. Maybe Hanukkah time, when I light the menorah. And we're dancing on them. Maybe I'll feel the king. Maybe we'll bring the king into the circle over there. Maybe Pesach time. Maybe I'll have a chance to see the king. But king, not yet. If we want to know if your tefillos are answered, make sure this week you meet the king. Don't just see his malchus, and don't just see his treasures, his Torah, the people who study his Torah day and night. That those are his treasures. Make sure you get to see the king. You get involved in the learning. You get involved in the tefillah. Different than you've ever done in the past. You get to meet the king. Do not go the whole week this week and Yom Kippur without meeting the king. And hopefully we'll all be zocha to take things up another level this week, which is very hard to do. But hopefully we'll be able to take things up another level. We'll be able to not just say the Kabbalah, say the things we took upon ourselves over Rosh Hashanah, but we'll also believe that the things that we were makabel upon ourselves will bring us to a good year. And when we believe that things will bring us to a good year, we'll actually actualize it. We will actualize it. We'll do it. We'll go ahead and day by day we'll say, I remember that day, those 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, this is what I was makabel upon myself, this is what I set out to do, and this is what I'm going to do. Wish everybody a Gemar Chasim Teva, a good Ben Shir.